Hey, this is John Ortberg, and today is day two of our series, Made to Count. And that's what we're talking about. You were made to count. It's a drive that is deep, deep within you that God put in there. So, today I'd like to start with three questions. Number one, when you get to the end of your life, and you will get to the end of your life sooner than you think, how would you like somebody to look back and describe it? Second question, how would you like to have people describe what you did this day right here? Third and final question, you may or may not be a person of faith, probably familiar with Jesus. If you were going to describe Jesus' life to people who don't share a background of Christian faith, how would you do it? What would you say? We actually know a real good answer to that last question, thanks to the Apostle Peter in the New Testament in the book of Acts. Peter's trying to describe Jesus to a group of people from a Roman background, way that they don't share the Jewish understanding of the Old Testament scriptures and God and so. So this is the way that Peter described him. He said, Jesus of Nazareth was filled by God with power and the Holy Spirit, and he went around doing good because God was with him. I love the simplicity of that description. He just went around doing good. You can do that. Ministry by walking around. Today, we're looking at the reality that we were all made to count. And it is as simple as this. We count, we feel fulfilled, we experience meaning when we go around doing good. Dallas Willard, who is a brilliant author, Christian scholar, and a practitioner who spent his life trying to make eternal life concrete, said this. Considered apart from its creator, which was never intended, the ordinary truly is so ordinary and commonplace, it's of little interest or value. No atom by itself radiates solar power in its own right. Everything is just another one of those. To be ordinary is to be only more of the same. And that's part of why reality apart from God loses the significance and the story and the glory for which it was intended. The human being screams against this from its every pore. To be just another one of those is deadening agony for us. And in fact, it actually drives some people to their death. It was never God's intention for anyone. Nobody was created by God to be just another one of those. This is why everybody from the smallest child to the oldest adult naturally wants in some way to be extraordinary or outstanding. Everybody wants to make a unique contribution. This is not unspiritual. This is not unreligious. This is not grandiosity. Sometimes people confuse this with humility. This is why you are made. It is a very good thing for you and me to have that drive, the desire to count, because that's why you were made. Now, there's an important difference between the drive to significance and egotism. Egotistical individuals see everything through themselves. When I was growing up, Chicago had an old Mayor Daley who was famous for being kind of an autocratic guy. He had a speechwriter one time who quite timidly asked him if he could have a raise. And Daley said to him, it ought to be enough for you that you worked for me, a great American hero. That's the last he heard of that. Until Daley was given a speech sometime later, and it was Veterans Day, and Daley often would not read through his speeches till he was actually delivering them. And so he found himself reading the words this guy had written. Many have forgotten you veterans, but not me. Today I'm going to lay out a 17-point proposal to care for the veterans of this nation. And they all wondered what he would say next. He wondered what he was going to say next. And he turned the page, and all it said was, you're on your own now, you great American hero. Okay, when we exercise egotism, that's a pathological self-obsession. It's really a reaction to anxiety about, do I really count? It's a form of acute self-consciousness. The egotistical person cannot stop thinking about herself or himself. And that can actually only be healed by the experience of being adequately loved. It is actually a desperate response to the frustration of the need to count. We all have that. We want to be irreplaceable and without price. So if you have an egotistical person in your life, that's possible. Or somebody in your life might have an egotistical person in their life. It can be helpful to think of them as somebody with a desperate need that's going unsatisfied, that they're trying to fulfill in the wrong way. So what I want to invite you to do is today embrace the drive for significance that is in you. distinguish egotism from that drive for significance. It's very clear in the abstract, but it can be harder to parse out in my own life because we're all such a mixture, I know. Egotism is often at work in me. Often I will be able to detect it when it expresses itself through something like, I compare myself to somebody else, or I envy somebody else, even somebody else who does the same kind of thing for a living that I do, where I wish I could be as successful in doing ministry as somebody else, which is kind of weird. So it helps me to come back to real, simple, basic, made the count 101. Jesus went around doing good. You can do that today, and so can I. Doesn't matter how educated you are, how adequate you think you are, what pain you may have been through. By the end of this day, imagine people saying about you, she went around, he went around doing good. Today, ask God, God, would you prompt me? Would you help me notice if there's somebody that I could pray for? Is there somebody I could encourage? Is there an errand I could run for somebody? Is there a note that I could write? Is there a call that I could make? Is there a gift that I could give? And then listen. And when God shows you, do it. Walk around today and do good. And remember, you are made to count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.